The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Harley, it's not inconceivable that the Republican and Democratic races will be over after today, really. What are you making of all this Super Tuesday?
Well, I think that's pretty likely for Hillary Clinton. I don't think Donald Trump will have it wrapped up, but he'll have so much momentum, it'll almost be the same thing. I mean, this year is the year of change, I mean, in so many ways. I mean, think about it. Republicans have this billionaire, former reality TV star, who's leading the opinion polls strongly, Donald Trump. The Democrats have this self-described socialist making this very unusually strong run against the deep establishment candidate, Bernie Sanders. And Bernie may do pretty well. In some recent polls, have shown that he would do better than Hillary in the election, because there's such a feeling for the outsider this year. That may be the reason that we could have a President Trump, or not. It may be that people want Hillary less than they want Trump less than they don't want Hillary. You know, and so yeah. it's a tough question, because who do they want less? It may be the choice. Mm.
I think when the thing gets down, though, to a presidential debate, you're going to see that Donald Trump is very, very thin on policy. That's the issue, isn't it?
Yeah, he is. I mean, and unless he gets stronger. I think what we're going to see, too, is a remaking of Donald Trump after he gets the nomination.
Mm.
He'll probably spend a couple $100 million making the remaking in public view.
But is there going to be some discussion about whether he's got the dough that he says he has?
There will be.
They're calling for him to release his financial statements and so on, and he won't.
Well, he hasn't done it so far. He claims he can't because he's being audited again. He gets audited every year. So
just to put our listeners in the picture, Trump currently has 82 delegates. The winning candidate needs 1,237 if you're a Republican. He's got 82, Cruz has got 17, and Rubio's 16, and there are 661 delegates up for grabs today. And the winning Democratic candidate needs 2,383 delegates. Hillary Clinton's got 544 so far. Bernie Sanders, 85, and there are 1,034 delegates up for grabs on Super Tuesday. More illegal immigrants, this is an election issue too.
Well, it is. There's a new flood of them, and they say Donald Trump's to blame. His call for a serious wall at the border has led to hordes of people, including unaccompanied children, flocking to the border. And some of them have been telling the Border Patrol people it's because they're afraid that Trump may actually put up a wall and they wouldn't have a chance to get in.
Yeah.
The detentions at the border are up 24%. Pretty big number.
It's a big worldwide issue, this. I mean, basically they're saying there's going to be a humanitarian crisis in Europe within a week. We'll talk tomorrow, Harley. Talk tomorrow. News next at 8:30, 7:30 in Brisbane.